Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm Eric Miller in the WRAL newsroom with a look at today's top stories. UNC and NC State survived last night's semifinals matchup, advancing to the ACC tournament finals. In the semis, NC State's Michael O'Connell scored a three at the buzzer, sending the game into overtime before winning 73-65 against Virginia. Also last night, number one seed UNC took down Pitt. The two North Carolina schools will face off again at 8:30 tonight. We will have a lot of coverage on this at 11 o'clock tonight on WRAL. The city of Raleigh's annual St. Patrick's Day Parade is running this morning. It kicks off at 10 a.m. in the heart of downtown. For the first time, the parade will not have any motorized vehicles. That's to keep the parade in line with city regulations put in place following the death of 11-year-old Haley Brooks during the 2022 Raleigh Christmas Parade. WRAL's Jeff Hogan is going to be the MC of the St. Patty's Day Parade this year. The parade will start next to the state capitol and will then run down Fayetteville Street. Turning over to our forecast today, a bit of a mostly cloudy start out there for folks, but it'll be clearing up this afternoon. Highs are going to be in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Things looking partly to mostly cloudy later today. Possibility for some rain showers tomorrow. Have a great Saturday.